Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Have about 69 today and be back in the 70s this weekend. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay right here on News Radio 92.3. He'll be back on Monday. Governor DeSantis says there's no simple fix as gas prices surge. If you're hoping for cheaper gas anytime soon, he says don't hold your breath. With prices climbing towards $4 a gallon in the state, he says even cutting state gas tax wouldn't really help that much. He emphasized that fuel prices are largely driven by global markets, not state policy. And in response to some suggesting that maybe we should suspend the state gas tax temporarily, he pushed back saying it's a legislative decision, not solely his call. The impact would likely be minimal for consumers. He noticed that past gas tax holidays didn't really help much because prices can adjust upward elsewhere. Savings don't always reach to the drivers. The spike in prices is tied, of course, to the global issues, the geopolitical tensions affecting oil supply. I mean, oil hit $110 a barrel the other day, briefly. So, yeah, those are the big reasons for the gas prices, which I know for a lot of people, it's like you just want to, you know, you just want to, like, just get the prices to come back down. Every time I'm starting to feel a little bit like, ugh, about gas prices, I look at, like, California's gas prices. It's outrageous what some other states are paying. Now, they do have a lot of state gas tax, so a place like that, it would be very beneficial to have a gas tax holiday of sorts. But here in Florida, it's not so bad. So I just pulled it up, by the way. Crude oil futures, $95 a barrel right now. So a little bit on the prices side. Governor DeSantis signed a bill, SB 302, that restricts dredging in the Terra K, I don't know how to pronounce it, Aquatic Preserve. Basically, there was a proposed cruise terminal that was going to be in Manatee County, and it was a bit controversial because in order to build the cruise terminal, they needed a dredge in protected waters. So so there was a bill that basically was trying to restrict dredging in this preserve, in this aquatic preserve. The governor went ahead and signed it. By signing the bill that restricts dredging, that essentially kills any kind of future for a, it's a roundabout way of killing the cruise terminal. Because if they can't dredge, they can't get large cruise ships into the area. So the project was backed by developers who wanted a port for larger ships that can't fit under the bridge into Tampa Bay. It faced major backlash from both residents and environmental groups. Over 19,000 people signed petitions against it. Critics argued the terminal would damage marine ecosystems, disrupt local communities, harm protected waterways. The law allows limited dredging only for navigation, environmental restoration, and public health needs. Governor DeSantis said Florida already has multiple major cruise ports, so there wasn't one a need. You know, there's not necessary for another one. The bill is part of a larger push for coastal protection, nature-based environmental solutions, and stronger oversight of sensitive areas. The governor actually signed multiple bills yesterday dealing with basically environmental protections. So, yeah, kind of interesting right there. Continue on here with some other news from the governor's office. He was pretty busy yesterday. There's a controversy we talked about a little bit earlier this week. A state immigration enforcement council which is made up of local law enforcement, proposed a more flexible approach to immigration instead of deportation. They were looking for a way to basically help non-criminal undocumented immigrants be able to stay in the country and you know, work jobs that in certain industries. So basically they were trying to explore the State Immigration Enforcement Council suggested a path to citizenship for non-criminal illegal immigrants. They would have to pay fines, but then they could stay. Governor DeSantis's response, no. He said it's a step backward and it's not consistent with current law and policy. He emphasized that Florida is already a national leader in strict immigration enforcement, and we shouldn't back off of that. The state has already invested hundreds of million dollars into law enforcement efforts, detention facilities, and cooperation with ICE. Of course, some sheriffs are arguing a more nuanced approach is needed because not all undocumented immigrants are criminals, even though by definition, by coming here without the proper processes, you are a criminal just in and of itself. But whatever. Semantics, I don't know. Local law enforcement deals with real-world community impacts. This highlights a growing divide now between the state leadership and some local officials. DeSantis made clear he intends to keep current policies in place and not backtrack. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you or delays. Looks like I-10, I-110, Highway 29, 90, 98 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. I got a text here. Diesel prices are kicking my tail. We're going to be seeing it impact our store prices too, I bet. Oh, absolutely. I mean, isn't it bad enough we already have such high food prices and cost of items, cost of goods has gone up because of inflation and stuff. Now we've got gas prices going up. Diesel, as you brought up, that is definitely going to start affecting the price of goods. Because they always pass off that cost onto you and me, the buyer, eventually. So, yeah, good point there as well. Saw this. Ooh, this is rough. This is rough. A Northwest Florida resident just learned a very expensive lesson about cryptocurrency scams. I saw this from WEAR as well. Authorities say an Okaloosa man lost more than $500,000 after being tricked into downloading a fake crypto exchange app. According to investigators, the victim was contacted by someone pretending to be a legitimate crypto platform and was convinced to install the app. Once he did, the scammers gained access and hundreds of thousands of dollars were transferred right out. Deputies are now investigating. It's a reminder that in the world of crypto, if something feels a little bit off, it probably is. I've known probably half a dozen people who've lost money in some kind of crypto scan or another. Stuff like most of them, nobody's lost $500,000 worth, not even like that level. I think a few hundred dollars here or there is the people I know, but they were scammed into like, hey, yeah, I'm going to show you how to trade crypto. Just deposit this money here. They deposit the money. Look, I just doubled your money in like 20 minutes. And then they were like, they're like, all right, cool. They're like, I want to pull it out. And then all of a sudden they can't pull it out. And next thing you know, the platform just disappears and it was just all fake. And so, there's a bunch of scammer stuff out there when it comes to crypto. I don't play with the crypto thing. The most I do is I have Cash App, and Cash App allows you to round up your purchases to buy Bitcoin. That's what I do. I think I had like $200 worth of Bitcoin last year when it was all said and done from using it. And I just like cash it out every now and then to buy something small. So I don't deal with the crypto thing. It's a little too just funky. All right. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Coming up here next, we'll get an update from Steve Taylor over in the newsroom. Plus, Florida launching an interesting hotline that, might need to use it around here. Who knows? We'll see. We'll talk about that coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and, of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
If you're like me, you put off big decisions and big purchases because a lot of times they're kind of annoying to have to make. And when it comes to buying that next vehicle, you have the problems of it's going to probably cost you money, and you don't love that. It's not too awful what you're dealing with right now. And when it comes to used car places, you're like, oh, man, these people. I understand. I have been to a lot of different used car places, and I'll tell you that generally the feeling is icky. You know, you don't enjoy it, and you feel like, I don't like this process, the haggling back and forth, the feeling when you get done, like, I don't know if I got taken advantage of or not. Okay, well, that's why I like Frontier. We had such a great experience there when we bought our Honda Odyssey that I wanted to do ads for them. Literally, I came back and told my sales manager, they're great. I want to promote them because they do it right. They make you feel good. They do it on your terms, at your pace with, you know, if you want attention, great. If you want to be left alone, great. If you want to talk about a price, great. Here's the sheet, all the numbers. And bottom line, out-the-door pricing is all you ever talk about with good quality used cars. And they just take care of you, and they make you want to come back again. That's what's different. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-478-6430 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-478-6430. That's 800-478-6430. What do you have to lose? Call 800-478-6430. Again, 800-478-6430. 6430.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola has a rich history of athletes. Pensacola Sports celebrates the past, present, and future athletes. Tuesday, Pensacola Sports will be the guest on Pensacola Expert Panel. Pensacola Sports' focus has and always will be on education, inspiration, and participation in various team, individual, amateur, and professional sports activities. Tune in Tuesday at 10, as Pensacola Sports will be on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
The Symphony Spectacular. The Pensacola Singer Theater on Saturday, March 28th. Pensacola Symphony Orchestra is celebrating its 100th season. That's pretty awesome. Listen for a chance to win tickets or buy them now at Ticketmaster or at the Singer box office. Get more on all the events at PensacolaSymphony.com. That's PensacolaSymphony.com. It's 53 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 69 today. Florida launches a hotline to protect prayer in public schools. Yeah, state education officials have created this hotline and a complaint system for students, parents, and teachers who believe that their right to pray or express religion is being restricted in public schools. The move comes with the updated guidance emphasizing that students and staff can engage in voluntary prayer as long as it doesn't disrupt class or appear to be school-sponsored. State leaders say the goal is to protect constitutional rights. Critics say it could raise questions about the line between personal expression and the separation of church and state. This separation of church and state argument is so tiring, so exhausting. The whole thing with separation of church and state is that the state can't tell you how to worship, what religion you have to be part of, and things like that. It does not mean you cannot be religious and have religion involved with the state at all. It just means the state can't force you to worship a particular way. Jeez Louise. People just, it gets so exhausting. People just try to twist the meaning of things in order to satisfy their own desire for, I don't know, atheism or whatever. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with John Pickens. John?
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. Not seeing anything to slow you down so far this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. There is schools, by the way, are still prohibited from organizing or endorsing any kind of official prayer. So it still maintains constitutional limits and things like that. But this came about, by the way, in case you're wondering, like, why is this even an issue? Why is it? Because there was a group of students, not even around here, this is in Central Florida, that they were meeting at the pole. And so they were doing a little prayer meeting at the pole, which is, I guess, the flagpole, before school even started. And they were told by the school that they were not allowed to do that, that was against school policy, blah, blah, blah. So it was things like that. So this, you know, of course, they end up suing and end up becoming a pretty big headline there for a little bit, that these students couldn't even get together for a prayer at the pole without getting in trouble. So Florida's trying to protect that kind of behavior, essentially, is what's going on. United States Postal Service wants to raise the price of stamps again. Yeah, the cost of a forever stamp, they want to increase it up by nearly a penny. So if approved, it would mark yet another hike as they try to deal with rising costs and declining mail volume. Officials say the increase is necessary to keep operations running, but for customers, just another reminder that even sending a simple letter isn't quite as cheap as it used to be. The overall price for the stamp will be close to a dollar is what they're getting close to now at this point. Now, in order for it to happen, they have to have approval from the Postal Regulatory Commission before they could do anything like that. So, what I have no idea what's going to happen to the Postal Service, to be honest. I mean, they've been hemorrhaging money for decades, and it's just getting worse. It's not getting better, you know? So, oh, well. Let's go ahead and get a quick update from Steve Taylor over in the newsroom. Steve?
President Trump says he's not putting troops in Iran as Operation Epic Fury continues. Trump was asked that question during a meeting with the Japanese Prime Minister in the Oval Office yesterday. The president said, quote, "No, I'm not putting troops anywhere," while adding, "If I were, I certainly wouldn't tell you." The International Energy Agency says people should be carpooling or work from home as the gas prices continue to soar. Prices have gone up since the war in Iran led the Islamic Republic to close the Strait of Hormuz, which, of course, is a critical maritime oil shipping route. Finland, by the way, is the world's happiest country. They say the World Happiness Report's out with the annual list of the happiest countries on Earth. And for the ninth year in a row, Finland is ranked number one. Iceland claims as the second place, followed by Denmark in third. The U.S. is basically under the top 10. We're coming in 23rd place this year on the list of the world's happiest countries. And that's what's happening.
Yeah, I had that story. I was actually going to cover it next segment, but I'll hit it right here. What's interesting about that that story, I've researched it before in the past. A couple of things with Finland being number one. Part of the reason why they look at happiness is safety. They do a test every year where they drop a wallet in major cities and they monitor to see how long it'll take for somebody to pick it up. And then what will they do with it? Do they just pocket it? Do they just pull the cash out, drop the wallet back down on the ground? Or do they try to find who the owner is or turn it into some authority? And Finland, over and over and over, year after year, is number one for people quickly finding it, quickly trying to turn it over and find who the owner is for it. But something else they found A new report says that heavy social media use is driving down happiness, especially among younger people. So one of the things that makes Finland number one for world happiness is a positive work-life balance, but also strong social safety nets and strong social networks. Not social online networks, but actual real people networks. And heavy social media use is one of the things that's declining happiness worldwide, actually. So the strongest impact is amongst teenagers, young adults under 25, and particularly teenage girls. Some findings show teens are using social media 5+ hours a day are reporting significantly lower happiness. 5+ hours a day on social media? Oh, my goodness. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McCann and Bobby Ross. Filling in for Andrew. And you're on News Radio 92.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Iran continues to strike key oil infrastructure in the Persian Gulf.
Early this morning, multiple Iranian drones hitting a Kuwaiti oil refinery, causing a partial shutdown. And drone attacks on Saudi Arabia continue as well as here in the Emirates. And yesterday, Iran attacked the largest gas field in the world off the coast of Qatar, causing $20 billion in damage.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, AAA, reporting the national average for a gallon of regular is now $3.91. Authorities in Spain say they found the body of missing University of Alabama student Jimmy Gracie, found in a body of water in Barcelona.
The area where they found him is right next to that nightclub where he was last seen early Tuesday morning. This is where they have been searching all day in rough, murky waters.
It's Fox's Garrett Tenney. Gracie was on spring break with friends in Barcelona. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 right now, 49 degrees and clear. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. A high-speed red light runner could soon face manslaughter charges in Pensacola after a crash that killed an unborn child. Police say a blue pickup truck blew through a red light at 9th Avenue and Bayou Boulevard around 7:30 a.m. on Wednesday, slamming into a pregnant woman's vehicle on the driver's side. She was hospitalized but survived, but her baby did not. The incident was recorded by nearby red light camera footage that the police are calling critical.
Been red for a while, and he blew through that light at a high rate of speed.
Officer Mike Wood says the driver had minor injuries but now risks serious charges for the fetal death. Investigators plan an arrest within this week. A major environmental win for Escambia County is the Carpenter Creek Headwaters Park, which has opened, turning damaged wetlands into a functional stormwater management system. The $3.8 million project, funded by local sales tax, state grants, and Triumph Gulf Coast money, includes a 2-acre wet pond and a 1/2-acre dry pond to capture and filter runoff, reducing the pollution and improving the flood protection for the nearby areas. Escambia County Natural Resources Director Kripp Christianfeld noted the site was once filled with old septic tanks and drums. Now they're all properly removed and it's clean, a restored habitat open to the public.
There are several features of this park that are rather unique. One feature is the stormwater best management practices. There's a 2-acre wet stormwater pond, and then that discharges into a 1/2-acre dry pond.
What once was a degraded area with an old landfill and debris has been cleaned up and transformed into a welcoming green space for the walkers, bikers, and the families. A 31-year-old Pensacola woman is facing 2 counts of felony criminal mischief after allegedly urinating on furniture and appliances in 2 downtown Airbnb rentals. According to the arrest report, Nicolette Keogh caused thousands of dollars in damage, ruining items including an antique chair, typewriter, coffee maker, toaster, and television, totaling about $3,000. Pensacola Police spokesperson Mike Wood told Channel 3.
There's a list of items, including a television, a record player, a coffee pot, some bedding, some carpeting, I believe, or a rug.
Authorities say she filmed the acts and then uploaded the videos to an adult content website. The Airbnb host reports all the soiled items must now be replaced. Let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be looking at some sunny skies today with a high near 75 degrees. Temperature temperatures overnight dropping near 58 degrees. Heading into Saturday, sunny skies, high near 77. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. Going into Sunday, mostly sunny skies, high near 77. And Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 62 degrees. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, let's check in with John Pickens for traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like things are rolling smoothly here. No delays either. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks, John. Right now, the sunrise starting to begin in the eastern sky. 49 degrees in Pensacola. It's 52 in Gulf Breeze and 44 in Milton at 6:35. That's what time it is. Next news, of course, comes up at 7, and we have breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Leadership Pensacola Class of 2026, our community's premier leadership development program, is turning leadership into action.
Take a leap with us.
The Leadership Class of 2026 is stepping forward to create a healing garden for Gulf Coast Kids House.
A calming space designed to support children on their healing journey.
Together, we can turn leadership into lasting impact.
Lead with purpose and build healing.
To support this project, visit PensacolaChamber.com.
Join us in growing hope.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Spring shows up quietly around here. A little more daylight. Warmer afternoons. A lot going on locally. News Radio 92.3 keeps you connected to it all. With the stories, updates, and conversations that shape your day.
Stay informed. Staying connected.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
New season, same trusted source.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here in the Pensacola area, going to be a high of about 69 today. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay. He'll be back on Monday here on Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. before I get into some movies that have come out this weekend and get into some good news here for you, a Maryland family got a surprise when their cat Artemis turned up after being missing for 5 years. That's right. The cat disappeared from the family home back in 2021 and miraculously turned up in some lady's unfinished basement. Artemis, the cat, was microchipped and reunited with her family. There's no word on how far the cat traveled, but the shelter said this is textbook case for why you should always microchip your pets. You might get it back 5 years later. Holy smokes. 2024, a motorcycle accident left a student named Vaughn McGuire paralyzed. Vaughn is an avid hiker and a camper, so losing his mobility, that hurt. But a group at of Tennessee Tech engineering students came to the rescue. They built him a custom all-terrain wheelchair called a Chariot. It's designed to handle rugged outdoor terrain, so now he has the independence to get back to the life that he loved. It's a, it's basically off-road bikes, but motorized, so that he can, and it's like two of them put together, so and with like a seat in the middle. It's a pretty cool looking thing, actually. So kind of a cool little deal right there. Tomorrow is National Rosie the Riveter Day. That's the, if you remember back in the 1950s, you've probably seen some posters of the trying to recruit people in the military for World War II, trying to empower women during World War II, and had this lady had like her arm was up like a flexing her arm. So Rosie the Riveter, that's it. So it just so happens Philadelphia native May Crayer's birthday is the original Rosie the Riveter. She turns 100 tomorrow. She's asking for something bigger than a birthday gift. She wants to help honor millions of women who powered the U.S. through World War II. May was a former Boeing riveter who helped build B-17s and B-29 bombers at the age of 17. Now supporters are raising private funds for a Washington, D.C. monument recognizing the Rosies. It was a project first imagined by a fifth grader inspired by her story. So pretty cool little good news stories there for you. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. A few movies in theaters today, or start off last night, but yeah, this weekend. One of them I'm really looking forward to watching, Project Hail Mary. In fact, I wanted to go see it last night. I just got tied up doing other things. But Project Hail Mary is... this is, if you've seen the movie The Martian with Matt Damon, I was just going to blank on his name for a second. The movie The Martian. So the movie The Martian is made from a book of the same title. That same author is the one who wrote the book that is this movie's based on, Project Hail Mary. So I already love The Martian. It was one of the better movies I've seen probably in the past 15, 20 years. And so this one's from the same author. I'm like, yeah, I definitely want to see it. So Ryan Gosling plays a middle school teacher who's sent to another solar system on a desperate mission to save our planet after scientists discover that our sun is dying and he's our only hope to figure out how to stop it. So it doesn't seem like it has, as good of a premise that The Martian has, but I'm a Ryan Gosling fan. I think he's funny. If you've seen Fall Guy, I thought it was a fantastic movie. I didn't really like the Barbie movie that much. I went saw it with my daughter, but yet I thought he did a great job in that role. I think he does a good job, and so he brings humor. Nice Guys is one of the movies that it cracks me up. I love him in The Nice Guys, so I definitely want to see this one. So that's out in theaters this weekend. A horror flick is out in theaters. Ready or Not 2, Here I Come. So if you've seen the first one, okay, here's the second one. I'm not into horror movies, so I don't know. Then there's another film, an animated film called The Pout Pout Fish. Oh, I remember that book as a kid, reading it to my kids. Not as a kid, but reading it to my kids. The Pout Pout Fish. And yes, it's an animated movie based on the, I mean, kind of based on the book the kid's book, The Pout Pout Fish. In this one, Nick Offerman is the voice of a fish whose home within a shipwreck is inadvertently destroyed by a hyperactive young sea dragon. Then the two of them go on a quest to find a mythical shimmer that can grant them a wish to save both of their homes. Also has the voices of Amy Sedaris, Miranda Otto, and American Idol winner Jordan Sparks as the shimmer. So they got three movies in the theater this weekend. The Pout Pout Fish, Ready or Not 2, Here I Come, and the one I'm really looking forward to, Project Hail Mary. There you go. That's our that's some movies. Now, speaking of movies, by the way, there was a earlier this year, a doll made by a Chinese company Pop Mart called Labubu, the Labubu doll. It went viral. It's one of these things that just, I guess it was back in 2000, and I don't know. Either way, the Labubu character is part of the Monsters toy universe, and it hit big-time popularity last summer. Now they're going to go ahead and make a Labubu movie. Yes, a live-action and CGI Labubu movie is in early development with Sony Pictures. The same person who made Paddington is the one that's basically making this one. So there you go. Let's get Traffic on the Fives with John Pickens. John?
Labubu. Different name. All right, let's see here. No accidents to report to you. Looks like Highway 29, 90, 98, all flowing smoothly, even I-10, I-110. I'm not seeing anything to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Florida politicians are sounding the alarm over what they call a produce invasion. Not from aliens, but from cheap imports. Our Senator Ashley Moody and Congressman Vern Buchanan are part of a bipartisan push to crack down on what they say is unfair foreign competition. They're arguing that Florida farmers are getting squeezed out by a flood of low-priced fruits and veggies from Mexico. Their solution? Temporary tariffs or quotas on imported produce. According to them, they're completely undercutting Florida farmers and, well, other American farmers by just sending in cheaper fruits and vegetables. Florida's share of the produce market has dropped nearly 50% over the past 20 years. Mexico's share has surged to more than 200% during that same time period. Whoa. So the proposal that Ashley Moody, Vern Buchanan, and other bipartisan lawmakers have is something called a tariff rate quotas, TRQs, basically allowing some imports but taxing excess amounts. So this is something that's actually come up quite a bit in the past when it comes to honey. There's different products specifically that we've had TRQs on in the past, and so they're just saying we need to do it for fruits and vegetables, particularly those coming from Mexico. It's 53 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 69. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text, 850-437-1620. First day of spring, so it should be pretty nice out there. I saw this. Pittsburgh Public Schools have already announced that the NFL draft, which comes up in April, so a month from now, they are going to go to remote learning during the NFL draft. Yeah, and a lot of people are like kind of surprised at this, but the school district said they're going to transition to remote learning between April 22nd through the 24th as an abundance of caution. So the NFL draft is going to be in Pittsburgh this year. So it's not like it's like in New York or Chicago and they're just like, oh, we're going to let everybody say. No, according to the school district, they're expecting 500 to 700,000 visitors to come to the city. It's going to create a lot of excitement, but also challenging times when it comes to transportation and accessibility and things like that. So they're going to just switch to remote learning. I remember talking to somebody last year. I can't remember what the draft was last year, but wherever it was last year, I had a friend who was shocked to see how many people showed, and they were like, oh, it was Green Bay. Thank you. Yes, Green Bay. And they were like shocked. They were like, that many people travel to go see the NFL draft? I'm like, the NFL is almost like religious level following at this point. You know what I mean? I mean, they had it in Nashville. They've had it in Now that they've been moving all over the place, people are just loving going to these new locations. And the cities set up events. They set up games, set up meet and greets with athletes, former athletes. It's becoming like as big as Super Bowl Row the week of the Super Bowl, like the NFL draft is. It's huge. All the events that they have surrounding it. And so I think the reason why they're going to remote learning is because they know a lot of the students are not going to be attending school because they're going to be going to the draft stuff. Like I said, I mean, they have activities, they have games, they have all these fun activities and stuff to do. Kids are going to be missing school because they're going to be at the draft doing all the fun stuff anyway. So they're like, we're going to go to remote learning. Remote learning. Yeah. Which means no learning. Everybody go play at the draft. That's what that means. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, got some kind of stupid news, but also a Pensacola attorney coming up with a new tool that's kind of interesting. We'll talk about that next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Make this Easter truly amazing. Be a part of a Pensacola tradition enjoyed by thousands. The Community Sunrise Service at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Worship the risen Savior as the sun rises over the bay and celebrate the glory of God in a fresh and powerful way. Easter Sunday at 6:15 a.m. at Blue Wahoo Stadium. For more info, visit PensacolaEaster.org.
If you're 64, turning 65, or if you're retiring, or if you just have questions about Medicare, I know it's a complicated subject, and because you've done insurance one way for health your whole life and now you're going to do it a different way or kind of thinking about that future, it can make you apprehensive. You might have people that are calling you. You might have people that are sending you letters and trying to get a hold of you and stressing you out, and it's really not that hard. But until you have somebody who can walk you through it clearly, answer your questions, and make you feel comfortable, you know, it can produce anxiety. That's very understandable. That's where Ricky Stewart comes in. Her whole family does insurance. She just does this one part, and she's so good at it. I have known her as long as we've lived here. She's really wonderful, very sweet, very knowledgeable. All the people who listen to the show and then go to her, they all say the same thing. Man, she's awesome. You say she's great. You don't even say half of it, and that's true. So you got questions about Advantage and Supplement and what is Medicaid and is it different from Medicare, and it is, but how? Well, okay. Ask her. She'll explain it. 341-2185. Or check her out online at MedicarePensacola.com and then just click schedule to book an appointment.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
What is website visitor ID? How much effort do you put into attracting people to your website without having any idea of who actually visits? With website visitor ID, you can collect the name, email address, physical address, and even demographic information from the people who come to your website, all without cookies. This is lead generation gold. It's called website visitor ID.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3. 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Jeff Bezos isn't done changing industries. Apparently now he wants to rebuild all of manufacturing. Yeah, reports say that he's trying to raise up to $100 billion to buy old school industrial companies and then supercharge them with artificial intelligence. We're talking factories, aerospace, chip making, all getting an AI upgrade. basically turning manufacturing into robots with artificial intelligence. If he pulls this off, it could be one of the biggest tech investments we've ever seen. And yes, it means like physical labor will disappear even more so. But he, you know, Jeff Bezos is a pretty influential dude, so I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see something like that actually happen is the thing. So, boy, oh boy. Also, Rivian, you know, the all-electric truck, the all-electric vehicle, Rivian stock has jumped up 10% after having an investment from Uber. Uber, $1.25 billion to build a fleet of self-driving robo-taxis is what they've invested with Rivian. Yeah. So kind of like the, we were talking about the other day. The Waymos. So basically, it'd be like the Waymo, but it'd be Rivian. No driver, just you, your app, and a car that just shows up, and then you get in it and takes you to your location. The plan for Uber is to roll these out starting in 2028. So instead of having Uber drivers, so here we just talked about Jeff Bezos replacing manufacturing workers with AI and robots, well, Uber is looking to replace Uber drivers with just a car that will go on. So, okay, very, very interesting. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Culver's. Lent is here. Enjoy shrimp or fish dinners or sandwiches. Cordova Mall, Mobile Highway, Milton, and coming soon to Pine Forest. Culver's, welcome to delicious. Still rolling accident-free right now. Not seeing anything that's going to slow you down on I-10, I-110, 90, 98. All look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Pensacola attorney is launching a new tool to teach police about police encounters rights. Huh? What are you actually supposed to say when you get pulled over? Yeah, good question. I don't know. A Pensacola attorney is trying to take the guesswork out of it. Local criminal defense lawyer Josef Mitkevicius has launched a free online simulator that walks users through real-life police encounters like traffic stops or questioning and lets you choose how to respond. The tool then tells you your answers, how your answers could be interpreted, and whether you handled it like a legal pro or accidentally just talked yourself into more trouble. The goal? Help people understand their rights before they're in a high-pressure situation. That's pretty good. I guess... I was thinking about this. I was like, if I'm just getting pulled over for speeding, then okay, usually it's like, what are you pulling you over for? Like, I don't know. I was going fast. You know, most of the time, like we talked about this the other day, I drive the speed limit. I don't get in trouble with that. So usually when I get pulled over, I'm like, I have no idea why you pulled me over. And they're like, you were speeding. I'm like, what was the speed limit? And then they're like, 35. I was like, oh, yeah, I was speeding. Here's my license and registration. Like, it's usually accidental for me if I do get pulled over. So doesn't really happen that often. But I can't think of other scenarios. Like, I don't know. It's kind of interesting. I think it's a good method. Games is a good way for people to learn anything, really, you know, when it comes down to it. So you gamify anything, they're gonna learn it pretty well that way. Couple of crazy stories here for you. We were talking about last hour that we may be going through an intimacy crisis in America where fewer and fewer people are actually having real connections. Everything is digital, but they're not real. Well, here's more evidence of that. Nearly 62% of Americans say that they dine alone inside at restaurants at least occasionally. 62%. 21% do it more than once a week or more. Oh, yeah. That's definitely. It's not even like I'm surprised it's only 21%, to be honest. That there's, especially when you look at how many like younger people now are not they don't have companions. They're not doing anything. If you go to a restaurant, I guess the thing is that maybe they're not eating in the restaurant. They're taking it to go. So I guess maybe that's why the number would be so low. I don't know if you saw this story. Wyoming is hoarding 2,312 ounces of gold inside an old newspaper building. About $11.6 million worth of gold. Got this from the Wall Street Journal. Yeah. So they passed a law requiring the state's investment portfolio to add precious metals to hedge against economic turmoil. So they're loading up a warehouse full of gold. All right. And finally, Generation Z thinks that capital letters are just too intense to use. I don't know why I laughed, but I...
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3.